This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. And this is your host, Brother Mostafa. On this show, we discuss Islamic ethics and morality and what steps we can take towards reaching God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the most important topics that I think is extremely important in reaching God is how we utilize our time. Our time is extremely, extremely valuable. And the way we use it is, of course, going to impact our spirituality and the way we behave and how we reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the very famous surah of the Quran, Surah Asr, which says, you know, God says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. He swears by asr, by time, that every human being is at a loss. And one of the main losses is, of course, of time. Now, what are some practical things that we can do that can really help utilize our time? So one of the things I think we all know, for example, is scheduling our time, right? Scheduling our week. To give you an example of what I really mean, I like using this example many times. There's this famous personality on Instagram and on YouTube. He is a former American soldier. He's a commander. And you know what he does every morning? He wakes up at 4:30 and he posts a picture of his clock to show that he's woken up every morning at 4:30. And he does this every single day without any sort of, you know, breaks in his routine. He's trying to motivate people to discipline themselves and to discipline themselves to wake up every single morning. Or there's another very famous saying of some of these people. They say that discipline will bring you freedom, right? When you start disciplining yourself and your time, it will bring you a kind of freedom that you don't really always understand. Many times what happens is that we don't really schedule our days, and then we end up having, for example, let's say 2 to 3 hours where we don't know what to do. What do we do to fill up that time? We'll start looking at our phones, we'll start scrolling through social media, you know, we'll start watching movies and TV shows. And that's not necessarily the best use of our time. That is not necessarily going to help us to improve ourselves and to reach God. So imagine if you could schedule every single hour of your day. You would know exactly what you're doing 1 week from now, 2 weeks from now, a month from now, at every single hour. Wouldn't that make a huge difference in your life? You could set your goals that you want to achieve, and you can schedule them into your day and work on them. It's another way of reducing distractions from our life, and it allows us to truly become focused on what we want. And Islamic spirituality requires that very intense focus. It requires a very intense kind of motivation to remain consistent on this path. So there are a few steps within this step, right? There's the step of removing distractions. There's the step of remaining consistent in what we want to do. And there's a step of remaining motivated in what we want. There's a very interesting story that comes from a businessman. You know, he quotes the story. He says that you have all these kind of sort of motivational speakers that try to motivate people to be successful in their life. He says that he met one of these kind of motivational speakers and he said, you know, I really want to be successful. What should I do? What can I do? So he says, all right, you know, wake up tomorrow morning at 5 and meet me at the beach. And maybe some of you guys have heard this story before because it's quite popular, but I still find it to be a good story to repeat. So this man, he wakes up at 5 in the morning, he goes to the beach, you know, he's wearing like a suit and he's wearing a dress, and he meets this motivational speaker. The speaker tells him, you know, go and walk into the water. He goes and he says, you know, in these clothes, he says, yeah, just go walk into the water. He keeps walking and the guy says, you know, keep walking until the water reaches the person's neck. And then the person, the motivational speaker, takes his head and dips it into the sea, right? He's almost trying to drown him. And then he takes him out of the water. So this person is gasping for breath. You know, he's saying, you know, what's going on? You know, I was here to like learn how to be successful. This motivational speaker says, you know, when you were drowning, what did you want at that time? And he says, you know, of course, I wanted to breathe. I wanted air. And the speaker says that when you want success, like the way a drowning person wants air, that's when you will be successful, right? So you really, really need to want it, to be extremely motivated to reach God. And when you're that motivated, you will have the motivation to discipline yourself, to schedule your life, and to make yourself better. We have to go for a quick break, and when I come back, we'll continue speaking about this. The topic that I've been speaking about, Islamic spirituality, and one of the steps towards that is utilizing our time wisely. What is the best way of using our time? As I mentioned, that we need to schedule every hour of our life. We need to know what we're doing. Now, scheduling our life isn't necessarily only related to Islamic spirituality, but it's actually a good habit for all aspects of our life. For example, if you're a student and you're studying, then you know you'll be told you need to spend, for example, a certain number of hours a day studying. This, you know, if you need to work on your health, then you can set a time, for example, exercise. And all of these actions are, in a way, worship themselves. If we do all of these things for the sake of God, if you're studying, if you're exercising, if you're spending time, you know, with our families, and even if it's time, for example, on entertainment, halal entertainment, of course, then these all become acts of worship. Studying and exercise and disciplining, these are all extremely important aspects of our lives, right? For example, if you're not exercising, then that can impact your physical health. If your physical health is impacted, then you'll have a more difficult time, for example, doing worship. Doing ibadat and your prayers, it can impact your prayers, it can impact, for example, fasting. So having a really, really strong routine, which involves and balances all aspects of your life, is going to help you improve spiritually as well. It's not only about, for example, praying, it's not only about fasting, it's about having a well-balanced life, where you're healthy spiritually, where you're healthy physically, and where you're healthy mentally. Let's say you look at some old politicians that are out there right now, right? You'll see that even, for example, the president of the United States, Joe Biden, if you see some of his videos, he forgets what he's saying. He forgets where he is on stage, right? He's suffering, for example, from Alzheimer's. You'll see that these people start losing their mental faculties. And not only that, you'll see that even on a physical level, they start their face and their physical, for example, demeanor starts to deteriorate. Whereas if you look at, for example, many of our scholars, you'll see that as they get older, there's a lot more grace in them. Their face becomes even more full of light. You can see that their mental faculties become even sometimes sharper. And you see that when they speak, they speak so softly and they speak so well. You don't see them forgetting, for example, things, right? You see that their memories are still very strong. Where is this power coming from, right? It's from a life of discipline. It's from a life of spending time on focusing on God and doing worship in the best manner possible. The advice that you will always get from these people, one of the first steps, you know, towards improving yourself is to schedule your time, is to discipline yourself and have a strong routine in your life. We have a hadith, a narration from the Prophet. He says that, you know, 1 hour of thinking, of pondering can be better than, for example, 70 years of worship. So again, the emphasis is on using our time here, is using that, for example, that 1 hour to really ponder and think. This is what the Quran also tells us, you know, use your time to ponder and think about things. to correct. And it's not just about thinking about random things. It's really to think and ponder upon the signs of God. This is how we can become much closer to God, and how we can correct our way of thinking, and how we can also reach God and become closer to Him. So thank you so much for listening. Inshallah, please join us again on an episode of A Better Life. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, He knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, He knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, He knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.